Give us a call. Tell us what you think. Are men doing a good job when it comes to online dating, or do we need to step up our game? To help us with that, we have invited Kate Houston, who is the president and founder of TrySweetTalk.com. It's a company that uses advertising techniques to make dating profiles stand out. And she's going to join us on the line in a second or two. Kate is based in Vancouver and has been an award-winning writer, ad writer for 20 years. She says that she can write a profile so persuasive that, like all good advertising, she can take you from being one of the many to being the one. Welcome to the show, Kate.
Hello there, guys.
How are you?
I'm floored. What a lively show. I have, like, notes all over the place.
You do. It's just Stuart and I. Wait till the callers actually buzz in.
I'm curious to know what some of Stuart's bad experiences were.
Oh, well, you know what? We'll let you do the talking first, and then when you're finished, I'll come in and I'll hit you with a litany of them.
He's dying.
Great.
Kate, I can tell you, he's absolutely dying to let go of some of these stories.
I'm an angry man.
But let me ask you something. Stuart, have you ever had a bad meal?
Have I ever had a bad meal? Oh, well, yes, I've had many bad meals.
And I imagine you still eat food.
Yeah, once in a while, I figure, you know, what has this thing to do with sustenance? I hate it, but I have to do it.
Okay, let me ask you a question. With 70% of online dating, I think that's the latest stat, online dating being occupied by men, what do you see or hear is the major appeal of online dating for guys?
I think it's just like anything. You have an opportunity to meet millions of people. I mean, if you go to a party with millions of people, bonus. It's not easy to meet people these days. People are at work, they're busy, and online dating allows you the convenience of going online when you can, talking to people. You know, we're talking about bad experiences. The nice thing about online dating and falsification, the nice thing about online dating is that it gives you plenty of opportunities to weed people out, you know, through emails, through the profiles. Things just not adding up.
But don't we do that? So, you know, don't we do that? And you know, just to play devil's advocate. I mean, if I go to a bar, let's say, and I'm looking around the room, I'm also weeding people out. Of course, I'm looking around, saying, "Oh, you know, she's attractive. She's not something I would go for." Do we need online dating in order to do that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, how long are you going to spend in a bar? The nice thing about an online dating experience is that you have, like, you might go online, you see a dozen women who are interesting. You send a little thing to each one of them. I mean, you're not going to do that in a bar.
No,
you're not going to hit up like a dozen women one night in a bar, are you?
Well,
that depends on the drinks I've had.
Yeah, right, exactly. Maybe for Stuart. I know. I certainly know that I never did that in my prime.
Of course, never once.
Not once. Yeah. Listen, Kate, you know, men are stereotypically seen as being difficult to communicate with. I mean, we hear this over and over again that, you know, guys don't talk. And yet it strikes me, isn't this a problem for online dating where the focus is on talking about yourself?
Yes, and that's something I have said to people, that if you don't like talking about yourself, if you don't like emails, don't online date. I mean, you need to get over that or try to maximize your experience and, you know, try to make the best of it. But if it's not for you, don't do it, because you're putting your profile out there. But actually, the beauty of it is you're able to say who you are and ask for what you want. I mean, that's beautiful. Like, there's no mystery to it. You don't have to tell your whole life story, but you have an opportunity to really speak out about who you are and what matters to you and your sports and your interests. And
well, I think, that was the thing that drew me to it in the first place. I loved it. I love this idea that I get to go in and without having to, you know, get too much into it, I get to find out what it is that you're made of and what are the things that you like. My only concern is, as I'm sure many people who are listening right now, is how honest is that information? Because we have the time to sit here and say, well, this is the last book I read, but you know what? It'll look a lot cooler if I said I read this book.
Well, yeah, but again, that goes to consistency. I mean, the nice thing about online dating is if you follow the process, you do have a lot of opportunities to weed people out. Like, you read a profile, you do about 4 or 5 emails with that person. If those emails don't match up to the profile, you have to be discerning. I mean, it's not perfect. Again, you do what is comfortable for you, and that, again, to me, is the great thing about online dating. You have a lot of control.
We have Kate Houston in Vancouver, who we're going to be going back to in a second. We're going to let her hear from Kim in Oshawa. Kim is weighing in on the subject tonight. Kim, welcome to Guy Talk. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been doing it for over 2 years now, almost 3.
Okay.
It sucks.
Don't candy coat it, of course.
In a word.
I've met some nice ladies. I've met some, but they all seem to disagree about their weight. They go average. You see them, and oh, my God. Well, that's how they perceive themselves, because they all think they're beautiful. Don't we all think we're beautiful?
Well, absolutely. At our hearts, we are.
So what have you been in your biggest frustrations then, Kim?
Well, a lot don't even, the ones you want to meet don't reply back.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, okay, we'll get together in a couple of weeks for coffee, and 2 months goes by, and they don't get back to you. So you get frustrated, and you say, what's going on here? And then they give you a heck for, well, don't talk to me like that. Well, you're the one that said we were going to get together.
So Kim, let me ask you, if because we get a lot of listeners to this show who are recently separated or are divorced and are really considering meeting somebody for the first time. Would you, in your experience, would you recommend online dating?
Test it.
Kate, okay, so there's, Kate, there may be one of the 70 men out of 100 who, out of 100 people on online dating who are actually there. What do you say to that? What do you say to a guy like Kim who's tried it now for 3 years and he's come up short?
Well, I would question him. I would wonder maybe if he's doing something wrong in the way he's approaching people or in the expectations that he might have. And I'm not saying he is. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that's a possibility.
Sure. And when it is a possibility, what do you find, what is it that men are doing wrong?
I can speak to how they're marketing themselves. I mean, how somebody, you know, enjoys the experience or not, I can't speak to that. Like, I personally think that when you go out on a date with somebody you haven't met yet, you should be open to the possibilities. You should also be open to the fact that they may not turn out to be who they are or who they've said they are.
Right.
And not to take it too seriously. And Dale, at one point you had mentioned how it can be so contrived.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. Like, we have to cut each other some slack. It's a really unusual environment, and I think a little bit of compassion goes a long way.
I would absolutely, you know, I got to agree with you. It's one of the things that I tell clients as well. It's like, you know, cut yourself some slack. Have some fun.
Yeah.
This is what it's supposed to be about. You know, have some fun. You know, one of the things that struck me, Kate, is you have this incredible list of gaffes, which people make when they go into online dating. So I'm going to ask you, what would you say are the top two gaffes that most men will make when it comes to online dating?
Okay, first one would be, I don't like to talk about myself. If you want to know something, just ask. That I've seen so many profiles like that, and it doesn't give me a reason to ask. And to just show up online when there are millions of, when you're competing with millions of other people, to just show up online is not enough. So,
what would you say that? What is a woman thinking when she reads that?
I mean, well, what is the guy giving her? I mean, I look at that and I think, well, it's kind of lazy. It tells me that possibly, it doesn't mean this is going to happen, but it gives me the suggestion that if I go on a date with this guy, I might have to do all the work. I might have to cull all the information from him. I'm sorry, you know, be nice to me, you know, ask me questions thing. That doesn't work. Be an adult. Come out. Say who you are. Again, You've chosen to do this. You've chosen to go online and date. So follow the process.
Okay.
But let's go to Steve in Mississauga. Steve, you're on Guy Talk and News Talk 1010 CFRB. What do you think, Steve? Has online dating made our love lives easier?
I would say that women that use those sites basically are enticed through some kind of free, you know, girls, women only free deals, right? And so the women tend to treat the men on those sites as expendable widgets. You know that it's just an internet thing. You haven't met them face to face. I mean, whatever happened to common courtesy?
Still there, Kate?
I am.
We got some more time, Kate. Give us another couple of classic gaffes that guys, or pitfalls that guys step into when it comes to setting up profiles online.
Okay. Hiding your bald spots with a baseball cap.
Don't hide the bald spot. Okay, give us another one, Kate.
Another one would be pictures with other people in it. For instance, a picture with your ex and you've ripped her head off. Not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
On a lot of levels, that gives a very bad message.
What is it about someone in their decision-making process when they go, geez, you know, I need to put a really good picture of myself online because I want to attract some new interest?
I think the key word there was thinking. Like,
yes.
What are they thinking? The other thing is, I've seen a number of these cell phones, people taking a picture of themselves through the mirror. with a cell phone. My guess is that people are just uncomfortable getting their pictures taken, so this is their way of doing it.
Right.
But my suggestion, if that's the case, or if it's ego, whatever the case is, instead get a good camera, get a good friend, go out, have fun, take a few pictures. Have some more fun, take a few pictures. At some point, you're going to get something good.
How many pictures?
I would put maybe three. Your one profile picture, two or three other ones, maximum.
Listen, as we're talking here, I have a question for you, Kate. What is it like being a woman who helps men market themselves to women?
Actually, you know what? I love what I do. I really love what I do. And I confess that when I first got the idea, I was thinking, oh, I can make money at this. But I have since learned that it's really rewarding. I find that when I change the way somebody presents themselves, it also helps the way they look at themselves. It's just amazing. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. I've had profile. I mean, I remember a guy writing to me. He actually had a good profile, and I was sort of panicked because I thought, wow, I don't know how to improve on this. But he turned out to be an amazing person, and he had downplayed himself, as a lot of us do.
Well, you know, there's the makings there, Kate, of a Hollywood romance. The online profile writer meets the guy with the perfect profile.
Oh, the big sigh comes on.
Does it? Yeah, I know. Collectively, break out the cookie dough ice.